SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The New York governor says there's no sign of terrorism after a car crashed into a checkpoint at a U.S.-Canada border crossing in Niagara Falls. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Wednesday crash at the Rainbow Bridge crossing killed the two people in the car and injured the Border Patrol member. Governor Kathy Hochul says it's unclear if it was intentional. However,
there is no sign of terrorist activity with respect to this crash.
And
we've identified that this is a local individual, a Western New Yorker.
She says the car came from the U.S. side. Witness Ricky Wilson could not believe what he saw.
I saw the four wheels. It was flying through the air.
The FBI is investigating, and the White House says President Biden is closely following developments. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, a snag has developed in negotiations over the release of some 50 hostages kidnapped by terror group Hamas in the attack on Israel October 7th. The swaps to take place as part of a four-day truce that had been expected to begin Thursday, but was delayed to Friday. This according to an aide to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Rob Anders with the Hostages and Missing Families Forum says the families of the hostages are struggling.
Every moment that people don't know where their loved ones, with absolutely no update from the terrorists in terms of their, you know, signs of life, as they refer to it. You know, there's a huge amount of worry and fear and concern.
According to the agreement, 50 of the approximately 248 hostages are to be exchanged. All involve women and children. The Biden campaign plans to air ads in two key battleground states Thanksgiving. They'll run in Michigan and Wisconsin during the Detroit Lions Green Packers Thanksgiving game. Ads are expected to reach more than a million Americans. This is SRN News. Support for abortion in this country is soaring.
According to a new Wall Street Journal NORC poll, 55% of respondents say a woman should be able to get an abortion for any reason, no questions asked. That's one of the highest levels since analysts started asking the question back in the 1970s. Democrats are the most pro-abortion. 77% support the procedure for any reason. The survey also reveals that 86% of Americans want access to abortion in cases of rape or incest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two teenage girls claiming to be boys sue the University of Missouri over its decision to stop providing sex change operations for minors. Federal lawsuit alleges the university hospitals discriminating against the teens based on their diagnoses of gender dysphoria. The medical center stopped providing the operations because of a new state law that bars anyone under the age of 18 from undergoing irreversible surgery. This is SRN News. Well, it was an up day on Wall Street.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, keeping the market on track for a fourth straight weekly gain. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Wednesday. The Dow added 184 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.5%. NVIDIA lost 2.5% even after reporting blowout profits. The stock has more than tripled this year amid rapid growth in demand for the company's chips, which are used in artificial intelligence applications. Deere & Company, which makes tractors and other farm equipment, fell 3.1% after giving Wall Street a discouraging forecast. Crude oil prices closed lower after OPEC postponed a meeting to discuss production cuts to next week. Seth Sutel, New York.
A lawsuit accusing Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones of sexual assault now scheduled for March. The lawsuit was filed in Dallas County in 2020 and was then dismissed in early 2022. More details at srnnews.com.